song about a guy I know named Joe. Joe is the guy next door. Joe's easy to ignore. But Joe lives like a metaphor for something more.
Brett Rybak's Joe Schmo Saves the World is at IU's Wells Metz Theater this week. The action of the story takes place in a music rehearsal space in New York and on the top level of a construction site overlooking the road to Azadi Square in Tehran. It's February of 2011, the Arab Spring. In New York, Joe is an ambitious rock and roller, with his partner Gloria, a songwriter. In Tehran, Leon is a frightened student with Afrin, a graphic artist. Joe Schmo Saves the World is part of the IU Summer Theater's premier musical program. It's part of IU's investment in new theater. The series helps to develop works in progress, and this is the first full-length staging of Joe Schmo. It's a roughly polished workshop production with imaginative direction and a talented and committed cast. Joe, Scott Van Wy, is the lead singer in the tongue-in-cheek titled band. In Van Wy's hands, Joe is at first very much searching for the lowest common denominator for rock success. He's definitely a musical warrior, a recovering alcoholic who's been thrown out of three previous bands. Joe credits Gloria, Mary Beth Black, with both saving and inspiring him. As Gloria, she's a broader thinker than Joe and pushes for more involved music as she learns more and more about the student protests in Tunisia, Egypt, and Iran. Joe pushes back, and he's always reminding her that it was he who discovered her talent. With the band suddenly on the brink of commercial success, Joe and Gloria's visions collide. Meanwhile, on the roof of the construction site in Tehran, Aaron Ricciardi's Leon is a shy student who's brought artist Afrin up for an evening candlelight tryst. The building's actually being constructed by Leon's father. As Afrin, Meronkai is indeed an artist, but she's a graffiti painting rebel as well. Leon's idea of an intimate, quiet evening of a woman's place and Afrin's very different idea of a woman's place and her plan to paint a very large mural message spark a conflict and visions and values. Joe Schmo Saves the World progresses as Gloria seeks to raise Joe's level of consciousness about the greater world, and Afrin seeks to open Leon to his own sense of rebellion and justice. As Afrin's phone link fails due to a government blackout, it's the awakened Leon who connects via satellite. In a lovely piece of staging, Gloria and Joe circle Afrin and Leon as the screen displays his successful efforts. Music's central to the play's plot, and Listen to the Music comes in two parts. The first champions the space, the respite that music, lyrical moments, dance club beats, world rap, and pop rock can offer. Then, as Leon and Afrin hear the chants from the streets, it returns with new fervor, mixed with the chant of No More Silence, as an energizing and rallying cry for all, a call to say something. The IU Summer Theater's premier musical production of Brett Rybak's Joe Schmo Saves the World, directed by Christian Barillas, plays August 16th through the 19th in IU's Wells Metz Theater. Ruben Lucas is the designer of the projections that make YouTube videos, Twitters, Facebook posts, the internet, and Afrin's message on a blank wall in Tehran, a very important fifth member of the cast. IU undergrads Michelle Zink, Jimmy Hogan, Brian Kress, and Daniel McKnight make an accomplished musical and dramatic vocal quartet. Music director and IU grad Richard Baskin Jr. leads the production and the tight instrumental quartet from the keyboard. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.
Say something, say something.